This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
And welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we focus on the greatest professional fishermen in the world. Those are the men that make up the Bassmaster Elite Series at Ross Barnett this week, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series, which just wrapped up at Chickamauga last week, and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series, which just wrapped up a tournament out west on Shasta Lake, that, of course, presented by Bass Pro Shops. Now, the best way to communicate with the show, post your pictures, tell us your stories, or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Bass Radio or on Twitter at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Last weekend, Chico State's Chad Schweitzer and Tyler Fireball won the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bass Nation Western Regional presented by Magellan Outdoors on Northern California Shasta Lake. But the big story was the giant spotted bass that were caught, including a lake record 9-pound, 10-ounce spot on the final day by Schweitzer. Chad will join us to tell us that story in a little bit. While the Elite Series is at Mississippi's Ross Barnett, high school events are taking place on Lake Orville out west and Chickamauga Lake in Tennessee, where a record 412 teams, over 1,200 fishermen, will be on the water. We'll talk about that a little bit. A few weeks ago, Mid-South Bass guy Jake Davis organized a bunch of high school anglers for spring cleanup of Tim's Ford Lake. That story was in the April edition of Bass Times, and Captain Jake will join us in a little bit to talk about that and also Chickamauga. But first, speaking of Chickamauga, last weekend, John Cox punched his ticket to the 2018 Geico Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods on Lake Harkwell, a place he won an FLW event back in March of 2016. Cox is the reigning Forest Wood Cup champ, and he's been trying to win an open event for nearly a dozen years. And he did it with 68 pounds, 3 ounces over 3 days at Chick. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I should say mudhole rod building pro John Cox. Welcome to the show. Now, now listen, be honest now, because we talked to Brandon Lester and some of the other guys. Do you build them yourself? I mean, is this something you get a kick out of doing? You know, you got the shop ready to go and you build them yourself or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy. You know, three, four years ago when I got on with them, I thought it was crazy. I didn't have to build my own rods. I thought how hard it would be. And I've built all my rods pretty much in my hotel room on a hand wrapper, and I can knock a rod out in about an hour. And
wow.
I'm able to make a rod that's, custom fit for me, and it's something you learn over time. We're always trying to customize our lures and try to get an advantage over the other guys. And now we're, with mudhole and MHX rods, we're able to take that to our rod selection, which is just, it's helped me tremendously.
Yeah, yeah. So while the other guys are changing their line at night, you're just building a new rod.
Yeah, I mean, I go out there and, fish every day, and it just, there's just certain things. Like, I'll be using, one rod, and I'll be trying to underhand roll cast, up under some trees or something, and I'll just be like, man, I made that handle just a little too long. So then I go back and I'll build a whole nother rod, shorten the handle up, and just kind of get dialed in on certain rods for specific baits.
That's cool stuff. Now, how often does one do you hear the knock at the door and there's one of the other guys saying, "Hey, John, build me a rod. I need someone a little lively tipped." I mean, how often are you building one for somebody else?
I try not to build anybody any of them, because if I'm in to do it, I got to put my headphones on. I have to really focus for that hour. And I just don't, you know, I just do my own, and that's about it.
That's good stuff. All right, you get the win at Chickamauga. You're 68 pounds plus, 68 pounds, 3 ounces, I think, for the win. And this Tennessee River thing has been pretty good to you. I told the folks in the preamble that you, of course, you won the Forest Wood Cup on Wheeler Lake, and now you move a couple of lakes up, three lakes up, and take care of business on Chickamauga. And big bags all 3 days. I mean, you just start out with 22.6, then 25.7, the second largest bag of the tournament on Friday, and then wrap it up with a 20-pound bag on Saturday. All sight fishing. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, it's crazy. You know, I thought of it the other day. I'm like, man, I have had my two biggest wins on the Tennessee River, and I just cannot. And honestly, it might have been the only time I got checks on the Tennessee River. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's not a place that I do well. You know, those two worked out so well. And, you know, we got the chicken, it was setting up perfect. I mean, it was warming up. There was fish going to the bank. I think it was almost like mid spawning. I think they had a lot of spawners the week before. And I was just, you know, I was so worried because we were getting all this rain and the water kept coming up. And every day of practice, it got higher and higher, and it got, you know, you were less and less able to see the fish. And, I'm just telling you, it was just incredible. I caught, you know, 5 to 6 fish every day, and they were all good ones. And that was it. There was just no small ones. I just never ran into any small ones. And, it was just incredible. It was an awesome week.
Now you say you caught 5 to 6 every day. How much time did you spend on each one? Would it be taking that much time to find it and 15 minutes later you'd find it? Or did you spend an hour and a half on each particular fish when you found them on a bed?
Right, they were so hard to catch. You know, during practice, I was like, man, this is going to be, I love just by watching them, I was thinking, man, these are going to be easy to catch, quick. And what happened, because the water came up, it kind of almost kicked them off, almost like, even though it wasn't necessarily a cold front, but that cooler water filling up, you know, from deep and kind of filling up the shallows, it backed them off kind of like it was a cold front. So they weren't, a lot of them weren't even near the beds, you know, they were just like around the edges of them and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're really hard to see. And, I'd have to work some of them, from 30 to 45 minutes. And I mean, it was just painful, but I was just like, yeah, well, if this is the last one I catch, at least it's a 4-pounder, you know? And mm-hmm. So I would stay on it until I caught her. I'm telling you, I don't know how I focused all 3 days. So.
Right, right. The Barry Pro, John Cox, our guest, won the Southern Open, Bass Pro Shop Southern Open number 2 at Lake Chickamauga last week. Now, part of your winnings, you win cash, and you also win a beautiful Triton 19 TRX with a Mercury 200 Pro XS on it. But, I don't know what you're going to do with that. I mean, I know a guy that might want to buy it from you for a really good price because you're running that aluminum Crestliner. Folks call you the Tin Man. You're kind of known for it. Talk a little bit about that rig because that is it's very unique. It's not something you use just in backwaters. You use it in big water. You use it everywhere. Talk about the aluminum boat that you use.
You know, a few years ago, I was running a really small I was running a 17-foot Crestliner with I think it had a 40 Mercury on it. And that's when I won my first FLW Tour event on the Red River. And, and since then, you know, they ended up putting a rule in that you had to have at least a 150. And then Crestliner, a year or two later, came along with a 19-footer that could have a 150. And so I ran that one for a couple of years, and I mean, did well in it. I never could get a win out of it, but I did well. And then finally they're like, you know what, we need to build you something that you can get around quick in and still have all the advantages of a aluminum boat. And they came out with this PT-20. It's a 20-foot aluminum boat. It's wider than a fiberglass boat, so it still can get shallow and stuff, and it's got a 200 Mercury on it. And it is an awesome boat. I mean, it's like a dream come true.
That's amazing stuff. Another dream come true for you is to fish the Bassmaster Classic. And you have been trying to do this, for your entire career, basically 10 or 12 years, trying to win one of these Opens. And now you'll fish the Classic, the 2018 Classic at Lake Hartwell, where you won in March of 2016. Just talk about, realizing that dream and being able to fish a Classic.
Man, when I saw where that was going to be at, I was like, I'm going to sign up for the Southerns, the Centrals, the Northerns. I'm going to do whatever it takes to try to get into that tournament. And it was just, I don't even, I still don't believe it. I mean, it's going to be so, you know, I'm not going to believe anyone I'm there, I'm sure. It's just, you know, it's hopefully it was just meant to be, you know. And if I had to pick a place to have a classic, that's where I would want to go, you know. I mean, it's just awesome.
And it's pretty exciting stuff. Well, congratulations on your win in the Open, and we wish you the best of luck, and certainly we'll see you at Smith Mountain Lake at Open number 3 and in the Southern Division, and next year, of course, in the Bassmaster Classic. John Cox has been our guest. Thanks, John.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, appreciate you. Well, there you go. So John Cox with a win in the Open at Chickamauga with 3 days of big, big bags. All right, there's a lot going on at Chickamauga as well. They got a high school event going on there this weekend. They've got over 400 boats in that deal. When we return, a little nation news with Captain Jake Davis of the Mid-South Bass Guys. He's coming up next. Right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. The Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is coming to Lufkin. Come watch the best bass anglers in the world weigh in their catch from the Sam Rayburn Reservoir and explore the free Outdoors Expo on Saturday. Check out bass fishing seminars in Bassmaster University and learn from the Elite Series pros themselves. Sunday is Military and Public Safety Personnel Day, so bring your IDs for an official Bassmaster hat. Catch the fun May 17th through 21st at the Henderson Expo Center in Lufkin. Visit Bassmaster.com for details.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament hosted by Tommy Sanders and Mark Zona. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer and Davey Height. Plus, special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Stream on Bassmaster.com or the Watch ESPN app at ESPN3. 7:30 to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time. Bassmaster Live. It's as close to being in the boat as you can get.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham. It's time for a little nation news segment of the show. And if you checked out your edition of Bass Times for the April edition, you saw a piece about the cleanup project that benefited Tim's Ford Lake in Tennessee, right near the Alabama border. And full disclosure, this is my home lake. I live a mile from the Tim's Ford Bass Club ramp, and so I know this lake pretty well. Not as well as Captain Jake Davis, though, from the Mid-South Bass Anglers. He really knows this lake well, and he organized a cleanup effort. And if you read the article, you saw that, and he joins us now for a few minutes. Captain Jake, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great this morning, Tom. We're just enjoying the weather and, you know, the lack of rain for a day here, and it's going to come in later on, you know, this next week here. But, you know, we're just enjoying the day out here, and we had a great event, you know, with the kids out here on Tim's Ford, which Bassmaster Nation did a great article, and I want to thank them on that, to give these kids some recognition that come out and help to clean up the lake and prepare it for the upcoming Tennessee State Championship for the high school kids.
Yeah, that was the point of it. I feel like sometimes when they say, you know, the cleanup effort at Tim's Ford Lake, as if it is a dump, it's one of the prettiest lakes in the country. I mean, it's just a gorgeous place. It's very pretty. Oh. It's taken care of very well. But it's a 10,000-acre lake, and, you know, spring cleanup is spring cleanup, right? It's not like the lake was in terrible shape and there was floating tires everywhere and all like that.
No, and truthfully, this was the largest, with the help of the high school kids from Franklin County, Coffee, and Grundy County, this was the largest cleanup effort we've ever had in the past 10 years or so that it's been going on. And, you know, we approached the high schools and we set up the, you know, the state championship to be here for the high school students. And we got the local kids here and we said, hey, we really need to show off our community and show off our lake. It's a great lake, but what do you say about helping out, cleaning up the lake? And the enthusiasm was just astounding. I mean, we had kids taking ACT tests that morning. as soon as they got done with their test, they come out and they help. And we really cleaned up the lake a lot. Not that it was filthy or anything like that. It's just one of those things that happens with every lake around the nation. You get bottles that fall in, you know, tires that may have been out there for years, or, you know, this and that, that get blown into the lake with the storms. So the kids went out there and they did a great job with the help of the TWRA and the TVA to help clean up the lake and get things going and make it look really presentable and just show off the best that the Mid-South has to offer here when everybody comes in from across Tennessee to the lake and have a great experience.
And you know, the region is just phenomenal. I mean, it's Timms Ford Lake in the middle of the region there, but there's a Woods Reservoir, there's Normandy Lake. You can go an hour and a half north to get to Old Hickory, Priest, a couple hours, you know, you got Center Hill, certainly the great fishing in Tennessee. And if you head in the other direction, it's just about 45, 50 minutes up and over the mountain to Goose Pond Colony, and you're at Gunnersville, or you could go to Nickajack, or you could go to Chick, where they have 416 boats fishing in the high school, the Costa Bassmaster High School Southern Open, presented by Dick's Sporting Goods, going on this weekend on Chick. And it shows that Tennessee is kind of a leader in the high school program, that this is a record field in this event.
Well, you know, and you really got to hand it to Bass. Hank Walden down there has put a great program together. He reached out to some great state directors such as Dave Lowry here in Tennessee, that has just done a phenomenal job on getting this high school program together for BASS. And you know, last year the Southern Open for the high school kids was down on Gunnersville. They had a little over 300 boats there, and then this year it has just exploded with it being on Chickamauga out of Dayton. They've got the, like I said, 416 boats there, you know, and boat captains and high school students going to fish this tournament down there. And, you know, it's a great tournament this weekend. If you're in the Chickamauga area, Chattanooga area, drive on up to Dayton and watch that weigh in and watch the enthusiasm of these kids as they fish for some outstanding scholarships. I know Kyle Palmer and Kyle Engelberger, Team Kyle from Grundy County. Kyle Palmer just got a full scholarship and signed with Bethel University up in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
A great school, and they've got a great coach up there with that college program and Gary Mason. So there's a lot of good things going on, and you know, hats off to, like I said, Hank Walden and people like Dave Lowry. They're stepping forward and putting all these programs together for these kids.
Yeah, and to
get things going.
And Mason was the first, in Bethel University, and Gary Mason, they were the first program in a country college to offer scholarships for fishing. And now, for the fourth consecutive year, it was announced this week that the Costa Bassmaster High School National Championship will be on Kentucky Lake out of Paris, Tennessee, just furthering the fact that that Tennessee is kind of the epicenter of the high school program. But it's taking off all over. I mean, there's an event going on in California this weekend as well, a high school event out on the Western Open, and it's taken off everywhere. And now they're actually going to have a Junior Bassmaster Championship, which will be on Carroll County's 1,000-acre recreational lake in Huntingdon, Tennessee, for youngsters aged 7 to 13. And, you know, what this is telling me is that the future of bass fishing, not just professional bass fishing, where I think we'll see the Kyles and some of these other guys show up someday, but not just for professional bass fishing, just for the sport, it's really exciting to see all these opportunities out there for young folks to be out there fishing.
Well, you know, and let's not, you led up to it great there, because look at the last Bassmaster champion that won just this year. There is a young man that started, when I seen a picture of him, he had been fishing down there in North Alabama. I seen a picture of him, he looked like he was about 12 years old, and at age 26, he's a Bassmaster champion.
Well, he only looks like he's about 14 years old now, Jordan Lee, who joined us last week.
But
I mean, that's,
I wasn't
going to
go there. You know, I've met Jordan a couple times, and I didn't want to say that. It just makes me feel old.
I don't know if he's shaving yet, to be honest with you, Jake. I'm not sure.
You know, that picture of him, I don't know if he's of legal age to even drive a boat, but hey.
You needed a boat captain at the Classic.
This is where BASS is stepped to the plate, you know, and they've taken a positive step forward to say, hey, we need to grow the sport. We got to keep it going. Let's do the right thing and get it going, the sport going in the right direction. And they have just done a terrific job. I can't say enough about BASS. You know, being a member myself, and I know you're a life member, but these events like this, like the Bass Open event on Chickamauga, where we got a record attendance, is just saying a lot for bass fishing right now and getting these kids going, keeping them going in the right direction.
Yeah.
For the sport and teaching them a lot of respect for the outdoors along the way.
Captain Jake Davis has been our guest. Mid-South Bass Guides is where you can find him, working the entire Tri-Lake area and Gunnersville as well, and doing a tremendous job helping the youth in their high school bass fishing pursuits as well. Jake, I appreciate you so much. We'll look forward to talking again.
Hey, not a problem, Tom. Thank you for having me on, and I wish everybody the best of luck this weekend on Chickamauga and out west, and hope to see you all down here in Thames Ford in the middle of May.
Well, not everybody. We don't want to see too well, for the high school, yeah, to watch. We don't want to let them know about the secret of Thames Ford Lake and its great smallmouth bass fishery. All right. Appreciate you, Jake. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. When we come back, a little California dreaming. Chad Schweitzer in a 9-pound, 10-ounce spot out at Shasta Lake in the Carhartt College Open out there. And we'll talk to Chad Schweitzer from Chico State next, right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Yes. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament hosted by Tommy Sanders and Mark Zona. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer and Davey Height. Plus, special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Stream on Bassmaster.com or the Watch ESPN app at ESPN3. 7:30 to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time. Bassmaster Live. It's as close to being in the boat as you can get.
The Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is coming to Lufkin. Come watch the best bass anglers in the world weigh in their catch from the Sam Rayburn Reservoir and explore the free Outdoors Expo on Saturday. Check out bass fishing seminars in Bassmaster University and learn from the Elite Series pros themselves. Sunday is Military and Public Safety Personnel Day, so bring your IDs for an official Bassmaster hat. Catch the fun May 17th through 21st at the Henderson Expo Center in Lufkin. Visit Bassmaster.com for details.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. Time to do a little California dreaming. That's right. It was the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bass Nation Western Regional presented by Magellan Outdoors last week on Lake Shasta in Northern California. And the spots were wild. I mean, there were some huge spotted bass caught. Nick Wood caught a 6-pound, 9-ouncer. And then that was followed up on the second day when Idaho's Bryson Mort caught an 8-pound, 5-ouncer. But those were nothing. They would have to get kicked to the curb because it was the Chico State team of Tyler Farbaugh and Chad Schweitzer who came in with a 9-pound, 10-ounce spotted bass, a new lake record. We believe that Schweitzer was the one that caught it. We hope so, because he's the one that's joining us now on the show. Chad, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
How did you let Tyler get that nice picture on, I think, was it Tyler or you that's holding up the bass? Because they might have missed the caption on that deal and a beautiful picture on Bassmaster.com.
Yeah, I wouldn't dare let him hold that fish up on the stage, it's fine.
Yeah, okay. All right, so he gets the caption, but that's your smiling face there at that ginormous spot. Now, I got to ask you, not to be ugly or anything, but you guys brought in, I think, 19 pounds and change to win the tournament on the last day of the tournament. You had nearly a 10-pound bass in a bag. It's almost a mathematical impossibility to bring in 19 pounds when you got a 10-pounder in a bag. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the average bag was around 9 to 10 pounds. Mm. And so when you add a 9.5 pounder to that, you get about 18. We had an average bag, but just with the one giant fish.
So it wasn't like you were out there, you know, on a bunch of 5, 6, 7 pound spots. This was just, you know, you're catching normal size spots, 1.5, 2 pound spots, and then you all of a sudden you have a nine and a half pounder. Now, when this thing hooks up, do you know immediately that it's a spot? Are you thinking in your mind, I got something else? You know, what was your thought process when you hooked this fish?
Well, I've caught big spots before. And the bait I was throwing an 8-inch swim bait. When you get a spot on it, it has to be a giant.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I hooked it, I told Tyler it's a world record, and I was a little bit off.
Well, yeah, not much. About a pound off the world record. Of course, over at Bullard's Bar, they're catching 11-pounders now. I mean, this thing has just gone nuts. I mean, you know, what's your theory on it as to why these spotted bass have taken off in Northern California like this? It's the spotted bass capital of the world now.
I think it has more to do with the kokanee than people think. I was throwing a kokanee imitating trout swim bait.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the time of year, I think it's the time of year now that the juvenile kokanee are getting flushed out of the creeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the fish were relating to. Not so much the big planter trout, but the smaller kokanee.
Yeah. Now, what were you catching the smaller spots on, and what made you decide, okay, I'm going to throw this bait out there that is only going to, I mean, you didn't have 2-pound spots hitting this 8-inch bait, did you?
No, that was the only bite I had on it all day, all week, actually. And once we got the giant, we realized we were back in the hunt for the tournament because we were sitting in dead last at the beginning of that day. And then I went to a smaller 6-inch glide bait, and that got some of the better 2.5 to 3 pound keepers that we weighed in each day.
Now, I'm not even sure on the college series, are you guys allowed to use a net, or did you hand land this fish?
It was netted. I was throwing it on 30-pound line, so it came to the boat pretty fast, pretty easy.
Yeah.
And I just worked it right to the net. Tyler had a great job on the net job.
I was going to say, we got to give Tyler some love here, even though he got the caption in the picture. I mean, you know, netting, I mean, that could get a little bit dicey, netting a 9-pound, 10-ounce spotted bass, that's for sure. Now, you say she came in pretty easy with the 30-pound line. Fluorocarbon, you know, what were braid? What were you throwing it on?
I was throwing it on monofilament.
Mono.
The big swim bait, you sometimes have cast, the fluoro will break on you on the cast, and you're throwing a big expensive swim bait. That's never a good thing.
Yeah, no, that would not be a good thing. Now I know you're kind of guarding the brand or the maker of this swim bait. Is that correct? Am I hearing that correct? Is this handmade? Are you the craftsman on this deal? What's the story here with keeping a big secret as to, you know, where the swim bait came from?
I was trying to keep it a secret, and then I realized that, you know, pretty much everyone's doing it. It's just an 8-inch Huddleston and pretty common bait, but the fish love it.
Yeah, it seems that they would. What was your biggest spot before this one? What's the biggest spot you've caught?
I had a 9.4 spotted bass. And that one came on a jig at New Maloney's. This one beat it by like a fifth of a pound, I think.
So what's more exciting, the 9-pound, 10-ounce spot or winning the tournament? I mean, at the end of the day, you guys won the tournament. You closed like a train, just like Jordan Lee in the Bassmaster Classic. You come in with the big bag coming from way back, you know, but is it more exciting to win the tournament? I'm sure you've won before, or is it more exciting to have a 9-pound, 10-ounce spot?
I have to say the tournament because, you know, after that first day, we figured we were out of the hunt for that national championship spot. And getting that spot was the goal of the tournament. And I've caught giant spots before, but never in a tournament. Still, getting that nationals championship spot was the highlight of the week.
I know Hank Weldon got pretty excited about. We had Hank on a couple of weeks ago, and he says he got pretty excited when he saw it, and that kind of blew his mind. Did he say anything specific to you when you were weighing it in?
Oh no, I just out. That is just a giant fish. It's fun to look at.
I imagine it would be fun to look at. All right. So you end up winning this tournament. You're going to move on to the Nationals with it. Have you been to Bullard's Bar? Have you been down there fishing some of those spots? Because, you know, I'm just thinking that there's this race to the first 12-pound spotted bass, and it might come out of one of those lakes there in Northern California.
Yeah, I live 10 minutes from New Maloney's, one of the lakes that can produce a world record. I've mm-hmm. seen them follow my swim bait in. I've had them attack bass, smaller bass that I'm reeling in. So Bullard's I'm unfamiliar with, and I'm more familiar with other spotted bass lakes that I think I can do better. I know they can produce that 12-pound fish. So I've only been to Bullard's a couple times. Other lakes that I know better can produce fish of that caliber.
Now, was your bag made up fully of spots, or are there a largemouth in there that you were catching as well? Can you target largemouth?
Day number three, Tyler did catch a 2.5-pound largemouth. The largemouth there are not really patternable mm-hmm. compared to the spotted bass. There's just so many more spots. So we didn't really focus on largemouth, but whenever you caught a largemouth, it was a bonus because they're usually a little more solid and stocky.
I imagine that spotted, and my only experience with spotted bass are Coosa River spots in Alabama, a little bit of a different type of spotted bass. But I would imagine when that fish hit, that is a jarring strike, no?
It was. You can kind of tell when a largemouth will hit a swim bait, it'll more be out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And when that spotted bass hit, you could tell, like, it was angry.
Yeah. Well, they are. By nature, they are kind of angry, them spots. I mean, I don't know if they've got largemouth envy or smallmouth. I don't know what the deal is with them, but they do have an attitude, that's for sure. So, all right, well, congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the big fish. I know you said it was a world record, but, you know, when you first caught it, you thought it might be a world record. I hope you weren't too disappointed that it was only 9 pounds, 10 ounces, and it won you the tournament.
Yeah, not at all. We were yelling and screaming, and for the next half hour, we just sat there retying baits and checking knots because it was tough to focus after that.
I imagine. All right, Chico State's Chad Schweitzer has been our guest. Caught a 9-pound, 10-ounce spot on his way to the win, along with Tyler Fireball up there in Shasta Lake in California. All right, appreciate you joining us for a few minutes, Chad. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much, Mr. Abraham.
All right, thank you. See, it's always, you always know when you're talking to a young guy, and they drop that Mr. Abraham on you, but that's a good job by him. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, Scott Morris will help us wrap it up. Has he ever caught a 9-pound spot? Has he ever caught three spots that weighed 9 pounds? I don't know. We'll talk to him next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. The Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is coming to Lufkin. Come watch the best bass anglers in the world weigh in their catch from the Sam Rayburn Reservoir and explore the free Outdoors Expo on Saturday. Check out bass fishing seminars in Bassmaster University and learn from the Elite Series pros themselves. Sunday is Military and Public Safety Personnel Day, so bring your IDs for an official Bassmaster hat. Catch the fun May 17th through 21st at the Henderson Expo Center in Lufkin. Visit Bassmaster.com for details.
Are you looking for a great weekend tournament fishing experience? Well, visit AmericanBassAnglers.com for the latest on the nation's number one grassroots fishing tours. The ABA features several circuits, including the American Fishing Tour, one-day events close to home. The ABA also has the Open Series with 16 divisions around the country and a $5,000 guaranteed first place. For team tournaments, check out the 100% Plus Team Tour and even the Couples Tour. All events lead to the Ray Scott Championships as well. Learn more at AmericanBassAnglers.com.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament, hosted by Tommy Sanders and Mark Zona. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer and Davey Height. Plus, special guest appearances from elite pros. Stream on Bassmaster.com or the Watch ESPN app at ESPN3. 7:30 to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time. Bassmaster Live. It's as close to being in the boat as you can get.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Welcome back. Final segment of Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. As always, wrapping it up with me is Scott Morris. Very busy weekend around the Bassmaster world with the tournament at Ross Barnett for the elite guys. Of course, the big high school tournaments that are taking place. Chickamauga with 416 boats out there. And, of course, there's one going on out in California as well. So it's a lot of activity out there as there was this past weekend. And Scott Morris joins us now. Scott, welcome back. How are you?
Tom, I'm great. I'm really proud of one of my good friends, Dennis Tumlin, the city of Dayton, Tennessee, for making that push to attract one of the biggest high school bass tournaments that's ever been. I know it's one of the biggest that's ever been in the state of Tennessee and in the history of high school bass fishing, and that is due to the importance and the recognition of economic impact. And that's why Dennis Tumlin, in my opinion, is the best I've ever seen in attracting bass tournaments.
Yeah, well,
so kudos to Dennis.
Yeah, well, it's not one of, it is the biggest. With 416 boats, it beats the record last year. A tournament on Gunnersville had 332 boats. So this one's, 416 boats. And when you talk about economic impact, you're talking about all of those families. You're talking about two fishermen plus a boat captain. So there's over 1,200 guys that are on the water, guys and gals that are actually on the water that are going out of Dayton for that deal. And, earlier we talked with Jake Davis about the fact that really the state of Tennessee is kind of like the epicenter of high school fishing. And the national championship will be out at Kentucky Lake for the fourth consecutive year. And now they've added a junior championship, which is going to be out at Carroll County's 1,000-acre recreational lake. That is, of course, over in Huntingdon, Tennessee. And that'll be with kids as young as 7 years old, 7 to 13, representing state organizations throughout the Bass Nation. So, from there it grows. Alabama, Kentucky, and throughout the country, really, high school fishing, it's on fire.
Yeah, our friend Gary Mason, still involved with tourism with West Tennessee. He has an influence and he's a player in attracting tournaments to come to West Tennessee,
yeah.
Carroll County, and all that kind of stuff. And it's mind-boggling to me how much money is in bass fishing, and some of these cities don't even have a clue. It's crazy. But I'll tell you what, I will have, or we can probably get Dennis on the show, and he'll tell you exactly how much economic impact was involved. So it's all good. It's all interesting. It's all going to get better. And it's just a great time to be alive with this high school and junior bass fishing.
Right. And Gary Mason and Bethel awarding a scholarship to Kyle Palmer, one of the high school fishermen that'll be going up there as well. And Gary was the first to offer scholarships for college fishing. And speaking of college fishing, we just got done with Chad Schweitzer, who out at Shasta Lake in Northern California, which has become the home of the big spots, they had a 9-pound, 10-ounce spotted bass, new lake record out there. And I kind of threw a little shade on you. I said that we were going to talk to you next, and I didn't think that you had ever caught a 9-pound spot. And I'm not sure you've ever caught three spots that equaled 9 pounds. So, 9-pound spot, that's a big fish.
Oh, that's right. No, you're right. I've never caught three spots that equals 9 pounds on one cast. But I have caught several spots. My biggest spot's actually a little over 6 pounds. I caught them in the Coosa River below Jordan Dam in Alabama.
Yeah.
So
that's a big spot.
Yeah, spotted bass around Tennessee are a little bit different than spotted bass around Alabama, but the Mac Daddy is California.
Yeah. And
what a great place. What a great economic impact for fishing up in that area. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, it's incredible. Chico State winning that tournament there. And he told me that he caught it on an 8-inch wooden swim bait, jointed wooden swim bait. And he was throwing it on 30-pound test mono. I said, why the mono? He says, because I can't afford to lose too many of these $50 baits, you know, insinuating that, you know, really with the, you know, with the fluorocarbon, it's more apt to snap. And he was worried about fishing it on fluoro.
Yeah, and also that 30-pound mono would give that swim bait more of a realistic buoyancy action, so that might have, you know, something to do with it also.
Yeah, it may. All right, well, I'll tell you, it'll be interesting to see how the youngins do at Chickamauga this weekend, and how the big boys do at Ross Barnett. You know, that is underway over there, and I hadn't been to Ross Barnett in a while, so we'll see how our fantasy teams do with that, and we'll be able to wrap that up next week and start looking towards Texas Fest, which is going to be on Sam Rayburn in May, and that's going to be a huge event. You know, after that has now become a Bassmaster tournament, an Elite Series tournament, so I know guys are fired up about going back to Texas to fish Rayburn for Texas Fest.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I see the Chickamauga tournament being impacted by a topwater bite, and I see the Rayburn tournament absolutely being an offshore bite. So we'll see.
Yeah, we will see how that all works out. All right, Scott, I appreciate you as always. Have a wonderful week, and next week we'll wrap up Ross Barnett.
Awesome, Tom. Thanks.
Scott Morris always helping us wrap up the show and bring it in and tie it off to the dock. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, and until next time, you make sure you keep those lines tight and those nets heavy. This has been Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.